Coach Vasher's Rebels defeat Alt Aurelia 51-42 in this 2A region game in Alt tonight. Coach, first, I'm sure you have a few things to say about your defense. You talked about that being a strong point, and especially in that second half, third quarter, forced Alt Aurelia into quite a few mistakes.
Yeah, you know, we mixed it up a little bit in the first half, played a little bit of zone press and fell back into a little 1-2-2 zone, and then played some man off and on a little bit just to give us a little bit of a gauge, you know, on the game and what they were going to do against it. You know, about halfway through the second quarter, we just decided that we're going to play man the rest of the game, man full court, and try to wear them down a little bit, try to make, you know, their shooters and their scorers run a little bit more than they were probably used to, or you know, as much as we wanted them to. And I think that was a huge difference in the game. I just thought that, you know, our stamina was a little bit better. I thought that our bench played, you know, gave us some really, really good minutes tonight. Jill Fonlander, you know, Danny Betcher, Jenny Severs, just at the defensive end alone, they just really stepped it up and really played well. So just really, really happy for the girls right now. You know, they put a lot of time and effort into preparing for this, and they wanted it. We were focused tonight coming in, and you know, I love my girls. They're not mine. I know they're not mine, but tonight they were mine. So,
well, you got off to a nice start in this game, but the Warriors fought back, tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter. As you took the lead back, then the Warriors went up by as many as 4 points during that second quarter, but your team responded, scored the last 5 points of the first half. Nicole Hamilton had 14 points for you tonight, and Nicole Sharn, 3 threes, and a big one there late in the second quarter to help stretch it to a 6-point lead for you at halftime.
Yeah, we, you know, about the last 2 or 3 minutes of that second quarter, we made a little bit of a run there, gave ourselves a little bit of a breathing room there, and, you know, that enables you to play a little bit more aggressively defensively. And, you know, we knew that coming out of the locker room at halftime that we were going to be able to step it up just a little bit aggressive-wise, and the girls did. They just, you know, we just played really well.
Actually, you made that a 9-0 run going into the third quarter to lead by 10, and Alt Aurelia was only able to get within 5 from there on out. You led by as many as 17 points in the second half. Yeah, you mentioned your bench play. Danny Betcher had 8, and as far as one of your starters go, Michaela Landness really stepped it up. 6 points in the third quarter and 8 total in that second half.
Yeah, she struggled a little bit in the first half. She missed some free throw attempts, and you know, but it was really nice to see her play well in the second half. You know, she made some really nice moves in the post, you know, finished a couple things, and, you know, just nice to see her having a nice second half for us and play well. So,
and now you will look ahead to Tuesday going to Milford, taking on a good Okoboji team.
Yeah, they're, you know, we haven't seen them yet this year as far as competition-wise, but we know that they have, you know, a nice balance of scoring. They have a good group of girls, you know, coming up. We faced them a couple years ago in the regional second round or third round or something like that. So I knew they were young then, and all those girls are juniors and seniors now. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, and, you know, we'll come back to practice on Monday and just kind of see how it goes.
Coach Vasher, thanks a lot for giving us some time here in the postgame. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ryan.
You're welcome.